It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, where we are getting ready for our weekly chat with Adam Schefter. I did want to just put a bow on the last discussion of the coaches, and we kind of short-shifted the Ravens there. Is that a really good job? Is it a questionable job? Where are we landing on what the Ravens are right now? You got Lamar Jackson, but I didn't know this, $74 million cap hit for this year. And the owner said, I want a new deal by, I forgot the deadline.
I'll never forget this at the time. When they were drafting him, you have to make an offense for him specifically. Yep. So whoever's coming in has to have an idea of how to use Lamar Jackson to his best.
All right, let's get ready to go to the guest line for our weekly chat with Adam Schefter from ESPN. Adam Schefter is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers, Together Let's Drive, and by Jeanne d'Arc Credit Union, tackling financial wellness since 1912. Stronger members, stronger communities. Learn more at jdcu.org. Mr. Schefter, how are you this week?
What is going on, gentlemen? How are we doing?
We're good. You know, I believe we can now say, using your description, that the Patriots have had a great season. Because last year you said, well, to have a great year, you got to win in the playoffs. Week, and they won.
They have. And by the way, you don't want to stop here. And they have a home game this weekend. And they win that during the AFC Championship game. They're that close. If they lost this weekend, you'd still say that was a great season. They exceeded expectations, but you're this close. Like, you don't want to lose now. You want to keep going.
That's right. Didn't come this far to come this far, Tom Brady once said. Yeah. Time now, Adam, to get your Drake take for this week, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. So Drake May played his first playoff game. He won it. There were some ups and downs.
Yes.
But what I wanted to ask you, so three straight years we've seen these quarterbacks turn teams around. C.J. Stroud, actually, a couple years ago. Last year, Jaden Daniels. This year, Drake May. So my question is, where is Drake May's stock right now compared to where it was last postseason for Jaden Daniels and 2 years ago for C.J. Stroud?
I don't know exactly how to compare them other than to say that everybody who's watched Drake May this year is highly impressed. He looks like a junior version of Josh Allen, and I don't want to put him in that category yet because Josh is more accomplished with an MVP and whatnot, though Josh has never reached Super Bowl. So in a way, Drake can exceed Josh this year in a certain kind of way. That would be ironic, too. Boy, oh boy. Boy, I'm just thinking about that right now. Wow. We'll see how that plays out over the weekend. I still think Josh Allen's the toughest out left in these playoffs. The team is good. The quarterback is outstanding. And I don't think it's all that dissimilar in New England, to be honest with you. The quarterback is outstanding. The team is good. Team is still building, growing. Moving in a certain direction. But these quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Drake May, would you be surprised if they were playing the AFC Championship game next week? If the Drake May question that you asked was how these two quarterbacks, I would not be surprised by that if that's the topic of conversation next week.
Yeah, so long as Buffalo can actually glue and tape Josh Allen back together again, because he's on the injury report with at least three things right now, which is wild.
No, he's full participant today.
Oh,
he's all good to go.
All right, there we go. Love to hear it. Adam, obviously dynamite ratings this year for the NFL. Awesome wild card weekend with four or five games going right down to the wire. But as it comes up to divisional round weekend, seemingly everyone's favorite, you've got some issues with teams that are playing after 8 days rest, with some teams playing with only 6 days rest. Could have an issue with the Texans possibly not getting Nico Collins out of concussion protocol because he gets hurt on a Monday.
So do you think that'll
get voted on next year to try to have scheduling equality in the playoffs as opposed to games spread out on wild card weekend?
This happens every year, and they do what they think they can for a fair job. But the fact of the matter is ratings trump rest for the NFL. And you know, to me, I don't know why the Bears and the Rams, who both played Saturday last week, aren't playing Saturday this week. But the NFL wanted that in the Sunday night slot. And, you know, that's unfair to the 49ers, but I don't think the league is concerned about that. You know, the deal is you're in the playoffs, you're rolling along, you get a chance. If it's one less day, it's one less day. That's the way it goes. But to me, they're not going to pass. What's the rule going to be? We got to treat this fairly. They feel like they always treat it fairly.
It's like you'd have to be, sorry, just real quick, collectively bargained, almost, like something that the players would have to negotiate.
Force them.
Yeah. Well, but what are you going to say? Like, they have to have a minimum of 7 days rest. Look, you know, it's all about TV money and everything like that. So, I don't know. It's just, to me, that's just how it is. And sometimes you make out with the schedule, and other times you don't.
Adam, real quick before we get to Ted's question, in that answer, what is your information on Nico Collins and his availability for Sunday?
I don't expect him to play. I'd be shocked. He's not practicing today. It's a short week. He was carted off, I mean, to clear protocol in 6 days. You don't ordinarily see it. I think it would be an upset if he played on Sunday. I'm not expecting it.
Hey, Adam, it's reported that John Harbaugh in his new job is his list of demands are that he wants a $20 million salary, $10 million for coaches, full control.
That's not true. That's okay. Not true. That's right. By the way, it's ridiculous. Like $10 million for coaches, like, you know, top coordinators make $4, $5, $6 million. So you could hire a couple of good coordinators. You have no more money. Mm-hmm. And what, 20 for him, you said? Was that the number, Ted?
That's it. Yep.
Yeah, but by the way, like, John Harbaugh is going to get close to $20 million wherever he goes. And I know for a fact he hasn't issued a single demand. You know, I mean, demand. I mean, it makes pay me. Here's the deal. Do you think the Giants, Falcons, Titans, or whoever else would be? John Harbaugh made, I think, $18 million last year. What's the number to go coach this year? Especially when we got three teams at least who are interested in hiring him. What's the number? 19, 20? Like, you have to demand anything. That's going to be the market.
ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons. Adam, I was wondering what your reaction was, speaking of Baltimore and the Ravens, to Steve Biscotti's press conference yesterday, where he was very forthcoming, you know, said that kick is good. He makes it one more week and kind of put a deadline on a new deal for Lamar Jackson, said he's going to sell the team, kind of made a little joke about Jerry Jones. That seemed interesting to all of us on the outside. What was your reaction to it?
Well, he doesn't speak publicly very often. And obviously, when he does, he's not afraid of sharing things. I thought it was enlightening. I thought it was refreshing. I thought it was types of things that you don't ordinarily hear. You know, great, welcome it. Love that. Love for owners to be talking for 64 minutes of press conferences. Fantastic. They own the team. They get to do what they want. It's their decisions. It's their teams. It's their words. So I'm all for it. All the other owners want to do that? Sign me up.
Adam, in your estimation, do you believe there might be any combination therein of like a championship Sunday and or a Super Bowl the league would want to see most? Like, would there be one? I personally, my favorite Super Bowl would be Patriots-Bears, just because I think the 1 and the 3 draft pick from the 2024 class would be spectacular for the NFL to trot out. But just curious if you think there.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. 2 new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Would be a Super Bowl matchup the league would love most.
Yeah, I'm shocked that you guys in New England would most want to see New England in the Super Bowl. That's very surprising to me.
Market 10, too, big one.
I don't know. I never would have figured that. You know, I think if we're just going to be objective and, like, ask the country without any vested interests, what's the Super Bowl that they – I would say the Bills and the Bears might be something that would be of great interest. I would say that would be the Super Bowl that probably nationally would be the most popular. Not in your area, not in San Francisco or LA or Seattle, not in Denver, not in other places, but Josh Allen has been in the league, what, 9 years or so? He's won MVP. He's never sniffed a Super Bowl. And the Bears haven't been to a Super Bowl since the Super Bowl shuffle days, I believe.
2006.
So, yeah, 2006. Oh, right, when they lost to the Colts. Okay. So 20, almost 20 years. And by the way, it means nothing, but nationally that would be my guess as probably the most anticipated Super Bowl, but New England will be a great Super Bowl. Bears, there really aren't very many matchups that you get that you'd say, well, that's not an appealing game. It's so even this year that there's any number of compelling combinations in my mind.
Adam, before we let you go real quick, there was an interesting post-game moment in Jacksonville on Sunday, Lynn Jones.
Yeah.
And I saw you retweeted it and were sort of supportive of the exchange. As a former beat writer, because we had a very emotional debate on our show yesterday about this, why did you like it? Why did you think that was okay? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I would never ask a question like that, and I never have. And I understand what press conferences are for. But to me, it was like a mother coming down, and it was something that you don't ever see in a press conference. And to me, it was a very human 27-second moment. And Liam Cohn, a very serious coach, was disarmed by this older, venerable woman offering up encouragement. I get that the press's job is not to do that. I got it. I understand that. But for 27 seconds, I thought he was so disarmed, and it was a sweet message that I wasn't offended by it the way others, and I thought it was a sweet message. That's my take. But other people were offended by it, that it violated the rules of journalism. I got that. You know, people don't ask questions like that. This was a different case of an older woman in a smaller market, to go back to that expression that Sean Payton used. She went in there, she said it.
All right.
By the way, like, if we want to be really, like, particular, so we're getting all of our news and all the news that's really in a press conference setting with however many reporters there are that are there, that we can't afford 27 seconds of sweetness and humanity, that's a problem.
All right, Adam, appreciate your thoughts on that. Appreciate the thoughts on everything this week, and we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully we're talking about the Patriots-Bills AFC title game, right?
Good luck this weekend, gentlemen.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, sir.
ESPN's Adam Schefter here on WEEI Afternoons some interesting things we need to bounce back with. Nico Collins, his status for Sunday in the game. And then I believe he may have said once or twice, 27 seconds of controversy in Jacksonville. That's next here on WEEI Afternoons.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.